The Shumigan KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
My friend and I are at the beach on a breezy spring morning, up in the grass above the high tide line, watching small groups of sandpipers and shorebirds running and feeding out by the water. The tide is creeping up the wide open expanse of sand, and scanning the beach with binoculars, we see a variety of birds foraging. We see bigger birds with long legs furthest out, wading belly deep in the rising water and stopping to probe the submerged sand with long, slender pointed beaks. These are godwits. I focus one, trailing behind the others, submerging his...
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. A man who was wrongfully deported to El Salvador by the Trump administration is on his way back to the United States. Kilmar Abrego Garcia is expected to face criminal charges for allegedly transporting migrants into the U.S. In a statement, his attorney says, quote, "Due process means the chance to defend yourself before you're punished, not after." President Trump has been promising his tariffs will help make America more prosperous. NPR's Scott Horsley reports there's evidence the tariffs could help the government's bottom line.
The Congressional Budget Office, which says if all the tariffs in place at the beginning of the week stayed in effect for a full decade, it could cut the federal debt by $2.8 trillion, which is in the ballpark of that big tax cut and spending bill passed by the House. What it's expected to add to the debt over the next 10 years. In other words, the tariffs could help to fill the hole that congressional Republicans have been digging with that tax and spending bill.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley reporting. Some congressional Republicans are stepping into the feud between President Trump and tech billionaire Elon Musk, offering their take on a clash that escalated by the hour this week. Tempers flared after Musk slammed the massive tax cut and spending package that Trump favors, calling it a, quote, disgusting abomination. North Carolina Congressman Mark Harris.
What we've seen happen over the last 72 hours is really just a disagreement that has gone from policy to personal.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates the bill would add $2.4 trillion to the deficit. The Labor Department is reporting a sharp drop in federal government employment last month. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports 22,000 jobs were lost in May.
President Trump has tried many things to slash the federal workforce, including dismantling certain agencies, setting in motion mass layoffs, and inviting nearly all 2.3 million federal workers to quit. But many of his efforts have been challenged by lawsuits. Federal judges have paused his sweeping overhaul of agencies. Thousands of federal workers who thought they were being fired remain on paid leave. The official numbers from the Labor Department do not reflect those who voluntarily left their jobs through the Trump administration's deferred resignation offer because they are still being paid through September. Already, though, with tens of thousands of people no longer doing their jobs, many government functions have been curtailed. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 443 points, the Nasdaq Composite up 231. This is NPR News in Washington. Today is the deadline set by the Department of Defense for most transgender service members to leave the military. Steve Walsh from member station WHRO reports if they don't, they could be forced out.
Pentagon memo gave active duty troops until June 6th to voluntarily leave the military under a policy instituted by Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. Guard and Reserve members have until July 7th. Pilot Joe Ellis with the Virginia National Guard says she'll stay until she's told to leave.
I want them to put it in writing and tell me why I'm no longer qualified, right next to all of my qualifications, right?
A federal judge temporarily halted the ban, but the Supreme Court allowed the Trump administration to move ahead while federal lawsuits challenging the policy moved through the courts. For NPR News, I'm Steve Walsh in Norfolk.
Veterans and world leaders are gathering in Normandy to mark the 81st anniversary of D-Day. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says honoring the turning point in World War II is a reminder as the world faces growing threats.
Today, the United States and France again rally together to confront such threats. Because we strive for peace, we must prepare for war.
Ceremonies are honoring the Allied forces who landed in France during the war, with tributes emphasizing the importance of their sacrifice. On Wall Street, the Dow up 443 points, the S&P up 61. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Cigna Healthcare, a health benefits provider that advocates for better health through every stage of life. Learn more at Cigna.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning tonight and Saturday. Today, north winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, northeast winds 35 knots, seas 5 feet, building to 10 after midnight with rain. And Saturday, north winds 35 knots, seas 10 feet with rain. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory Saturday. Today, north winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. And Saturday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory tonight and Saturday. Today, north winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. And Saturday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory Saturday. Today, north winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, north winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef. Today, north winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, a slight chance of rain after 4 p.m. Cloudy with highs near 45. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, a slight chance of rain before 1 a.m., then a chance of rain after 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy with lows near 39. Northwest winds around 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. And Saturday, a slight chance of rain before 7 a.m., then isolated showers between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. Mostly sunny with highs near 46. Northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 35. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There is a high tide at 4:50 a.m. at 8 feet, 1 inch. A low at 12:12 p.m., a minus tide of 1 foot, 8 inches. A high at 7:06 p.m. at 5 foot 6 inches, and a low at 11:42 p.m. at 3 feet 3 inches. Your sun rose at 6:03 this morning, and your sun will set at 11:18, giving us 17 hours and 15 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Thank you. can tell you want me. It's impossible to hide. Your body's on fire, admit it. Come inside.
Thank you. I was born to be a bachelor. Althea told me, okay, that's fine. So now I'm trying to catch up. Can't talk to you without talking to me. We're guilty of the same old thing. Thinking a lot about listening and forgetting the love we bring.
Thank you. tell me, baby. I've been a fool before, wouldn't like to keep my love caught in the slamming door. Are you more than hot for me, or am I a page in your history? Well, I don't mean to make demands, but the word and the deed go hand in hand. How about some information, please, please, oh, please, please. Straight up now, tell me. Tell me. Straight up now, tell me. Tell me. Straight up now, tell me. Tell me. Straight up now, tell me. Straight up now, tell me. Straight up now, tell me. Do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or am I caught in a hit and run? Straight up now, tell me. Is it gonna be you and me together? Oh, oh, oh. Or are you just having fun? Straight up now, tell me. Do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or am I caught in a hit and run? Straight up now, tell me. Is it gonna be you and me together? Oh, oh, oh. Or are you just
me to paradise. Gonna get get all around this world. Gonna get all around this world. In the illusion where the mighty king crab drove, up in Dutch Harbor where the work gets hard and slow. The illusion stare into what you wear. You know that when you go, you take a look all around this world. Gonna look all around this world. Hang me or hang me, and I'll be dead and gone. Hang me or hang me, and I'll be dead and gone. But it ain't the hanging that I mind, it's a hanging round here so long. Gonna get all around this world. Gonna get all around this world. Gonna get all around this world. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
You're listening to 830 AM KSDP Radio and K201DA King Cove, Alaska. Check us out online at www.apradio.org.
One word squeaks and out come the freaks. One word squeaks and out come the freaks. One word squeaks and out come the freaks. One word squeaks and out come the freaks.
When the sun comes down, they hit the streets. In the bars, they try to meet some other stranger. Ease the pain of living alone till it drives them insane. The woodwork squeaks, and out come the freaks. Yeah, the woodwork squeaks, and out come the freaks.
Woodwork squeaks, and out come the freaks. Woodwork squeaks, and out come the freaks.
Like little Michael on his motorcycle, with leather pants and a leather brain. He ain't never been the same since Vietnam.
Squeeze and out come the freaks.
finding inspiration. I knew you'd find me crying. Tell those girls with rifles for mines that their jokes don't make me laugh. They only make me feel like dying in unguarded moments. So long, long between mirages, I knew you'd find me drinking. Tell those men with horses for hearts that their jibes don't make me bleed. They only make me feel like shrinking in unguarded moments. Without a meaning, I knew you'd find me leaving. Tell those friends with cameras for eyes that their hands don't make me hang. They only make me feel like breathing in unguarded moments, in unguarded moments, in unguarded.
Filipino.